Now, Dermot, Neil, Dermot, you are here with us. Lots of questions for you, as always, and I want to talk a few other bits and pieces as well. But
good.
Larry has been on to say, seed potatoes. Is it possible to grow potatoes from green potatoes that can be eaten?
You have to be very careful because they can carry with them some diseases. And it's always best to buy certified seed potatoes when they're available because they have been checked and you know what you're getting is clean. And you can put that on your ground without any worries. Carrying a green potatoes may carry fungus. You don't know. So be careful, is what I'd say.
Dermot, I have a Cymbidion. There are 7 sprays on it at the moment. I put it out for the summer. I bought it in last month and noticed last week that it had a kind of yellow foliage. Did I overwater it?
Well, maybe you didn't overwater, but possibly the rain did. Cymbidium is a very beautiful orchid and it grows from what are called pseudobulbs. And these are large kind of bulb-like growths on the top of the compost. And if it's looking a bit yellow, possibly it is a little overwatered. I'd say the rain, but it will come back if you mind it.
Speaking of the rain, and it's a wet sort of Thursday afternoon here in Dublin, and I think around most of the country it's a little bit like that, but there are occasional kind of hints of sunshine as well. The weather is quite mixed up. But what about people who want to cut the lawn for what's left of it? Is it okay to do that during the kind of dry spells?
Yes, if it's dry you can cut your lawn, but what I would advise is in wet weather don't walk on your lawn. It will compact it and cause problems, so avoid walking on your lawn on a wet day like today.
We're starting to see a few of the crisp mornings now. I don't want to use the F word, the kind of frost word, but if we're beginning to see a bit of that, how does that affect, I'm thinking of maybe dahlias, will they need to be cut back or lifted or what
would
you do?
It will affect them big time. A lot of plants will be very damaged by frost, and dahlias in particular will get burnt, and you can cut off the dead leaves and foliage, and if you wish, you can mound up compost and kind of cover it so that the tuber remains in the ground. And that should come around for next year. Some people lift them after they've been frosted and store the tubers. You've that choice.
If you're at home and you're trying to pretend that we're not anywhere near the winter, that those dark nights aren't really cropping, what about maybe trying to plant spring flowering bulbs? Is that some way of kind of just putting it off for a while and pretending?
No, it's actually a very relevant thing to right now. And if you haven't put in spring flowering bulbs, you still have time. There are lots and lots of good things out there to plant right now.
You're a great man for talking about the fleece. Is it that time of year again?
Well, the horticultural fleece is very, very handy as it will help protect tender plants. And in my own garden, I use it. I put it over things that I'm worried that might get severe cold from wind that would maybe, with frost, do extra damage. And I buy fleece bags and I pull them over valuable plants. But you can actually buy fleece on a roll and roll it out and cut it yourself. Superb stuff. Very, very valuable and helps to protect plants, tender plants, from very, very cold weather.
As you know, I'm a disaster with plants, either indoors or indeed outdoors. But specifically now for the indoor ones, at what stage should you reduce watering them?
Well, if you haven't done it already, I would recommend you do it now. Slowly start cutting back on the amount of water you're giving indoor plants. At this time of year, they start to slow down in their growth. Weather has changed, light has changed, and even though they're inside with house lights, still it has an effect. And you slowly, gently, don't dry them out, but you reduce the amount of water through the winter.
And how important is drainage now? Say if you've got outdoor pots or whatever at this time of the year, or even maybe if you indoor ones, how important is drainage for those?
Very, very important.
And what should you do?
Well, what you can do is you can raise the pot by putting it, you can actually buy in some garden centres like little feet and you can stand them on those and that'll give extra drainage. Or if you're potting something up now, put extra grit in the bottom. Make sure there's plenty of drainage holes. Very, very important. Extra wet in a pot can happen with lots of rain and it'll kill the plant. So really important.
Is there a time during the year when you actually have to do nothing of a gardening nature where you can say, we're on with the holly bops now, there are no jobs needing to be done?
Yes, Christmas Day.
Right, that's the only one.
Page about the woman, you hardly know the woman.
No, but I'm telling you what I picked up from listening to her. She did. No, you have to, you're saying, I'm judging.